Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Everyone wants better rates when it comes to fixed income investments. And for years, it was almost impossible because we were in such a low rate environment. Now it's a little bit easier. There are rates that are a little bit more appetizing. But the other thing about our culture is everyone loves a rewards program. It's almost as Canadian as Tim Hortons, our obsession with rewards programs. So this idea is interesting because it brings those two ideas together. And it comes from an organization called Duka. Duka is a credit union. It has this new profit share rewards program that brings together rewards and a bunch of other benefits. It's called Do More Profit Sharing. And to talk about it, we're joined by Phil Taylor. He is Chief Member Experience Officer at Duka. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Bruce and everyone else.
Duka is a credit union. Tell us more about that name because it may not be one that's familiar to everybody.
Yeah, so Duka is a credit union over 60 years old. It's been in Ontario for quite some time. Duka stands for Dutch Canadian. And so it was founded over 60 years ago to help immigrated Dutch Canadians get banked here in Canada.
Credit Canada, where I work, has a history with Duka. And so we know firsthand the commitment that your organization has to making a difference and also innovating. And this, I think, would certainly fit within the category of innovations because I've never heard anything like it before. First of all, tell us how one earns in the context of this rewards program. So at Tim's, we know we buy a donut, we have a little card, you don't stamp it anymore, it's all digital. But how do you earn in this context?
Sure, I'll answer that, but I want to step back a bit further first. So you talked about Duka wanting to do more and help in its communities and things of that nature. So what we really, really care about at Duka is helping our members do more, be more, and achieve more. It's kind of our tagline, you'll hear it, you'll see it, but we really live by it. We feel it, we live by it. And yeah, you walk into one of our branches, call our call center, and you always get an experience that's really dictated towards our member and making sure we're providing the best experience possible. And this program is actually just encapsulating that and taking it to the next level. So the way you actually earn rewards is by doing more with Duka. So it's based on interest earned and interest paid. So how much interest you paid in a mortgage product or how much interest you've earned through investments with Duka, and then it's calculated and you get your rewards based on that business. So the more you do, the more you get.
Okay. And connect this to credit union culture throughout Duka's 60 years and through other credit unions who operate in this country. There's always, mostly a relationship between the profitability of the credit union and what its members receive in the form of, I assume, a check?
Yeah, well, so this is different. It's not a check, it's going into a reward system now. That is the nuance. So you think about a big bank, they're paying a shareholder. They're looking to make money to pay a shareholder. Our shareholders are our members. So as a member, you're an owner. And so what we do is we take that profit and we're giving a part of that profit back to our membership through the gaze of rewards. It's very easy to use. It's simplistic. And I'll tell you, I mean, you get these rewards and you can use it to buy up a GIC so you can get a much better rate on a GIC product, or you can use it to buy down or pay down a mortgage product so you get a better rate on your mortgage, or you can take it out in cash equivalent. So you have three ways to use it. And it's the more you do with us, the more you get, and the more you get, the more you can do.
Right. And another credit union would similarly share profit back to members, but they would have one option, which would be a check.
A check or in form of a dividends or different shares in the organization.
Yeah. Right. So give us a sense of the order of magnitude here. So let's talk about a GIC, which I don't think anyone was talking about for the last 5 years, because why would you want one of those? This is like ridiculous. Yeah. But now they're kind of a big idea. So I don't want to have you commit to rates because they move every second, but there is the level of rate that is X if you are participating in the rewards program and you do all the things and you're like the most amazing rewards earner ever. What's the X plus that you could on a GIC?
So I'm not going to get into particulars about the actual rate because it does vary by how much you're making the GIC worth. It's actually a fairly, I want to say complicated, but it's a very robust system. But online on our Duka.com, you can actually go in and play with the system and it will tell you if I put this much money in and I have this many rewards, here's the rate I can get. I'll give you a real life example, however. The first one that I seen go through when we first launched this program was a colleague, and he wanted to be the first person to use the system, and he bought up his rate from a 4.75, don't quote me exactly, to around 10% on his GIC.
Okay.
Yes. He had quite a few rewards that he was able to use, and based on the value of the GIC, he was able to buy it up a substantial margin.
That's significant. So you mentioned the GIC, you mentioned mortgage. Is there an application here that could relate to credit cards?
Not currently.
Okay.
Yeah, not currently. That is not in scope currently. Right now it is it's dictated to the three products I had outlined. So GICs, mortgages, and cash equivalent.
Every organization who offers a rewards program has to think about the cost and the benefits. So at Tim Hortons, it's super simple because they are able to quantify, if I buy 10 apple fritters, and I do, then I earn a free one or whatever the math is. In layman's terms, how do you determine cost versus benefit on whether I get, you know, an additional 1 percentage point on my GIC or 10 basis points on my GIC?
Yeah. So there's a calculator behind the system, and it really is based on how much business you do this. So the more deposits you have with us and the interest that you've earned, the more rewards you're going to get off that. It truly is secular. So we have a percentage based from our treasury folks of how much we give back on a yearly basis based on earnings and how the organization is done. And then you overlay that with the reward system, how much you've earned as an interest as a consumer, and those calculations come out into your rewards.
This is a program for members, correct?
Members and members only, yes.
So it's not like you can swing by the Tim Hortons and just, you know, be a casual collector of rewards. This takes more of a commitment. You have to open up an account. You have to become a member. You have to actually, have a portion of your financial life with Duka. How big do you see this growing? I mean, I know Duka is on a bit of a tear. Do you think this is going to lead to an acceleration in that?
I would hope so. So listen, the reward system is one component of Duka, but I would encourage everybody to take a look at Duka or credit unions in general. I do believe that there is a movement afoot that people want to feel a little closer to their money, feel a little more valued and taken care of when it comes to their financial needs. And credit unions in general, but Duka specifically, really, really does focus on our membership. And this is just an extension of us focusing on our member. The more you do, the more you get, the more you get, the more you do. So I think that this is just a nice additional benefit that makes the idea of the credit union space and the idea of Duka even more enticing. And so Duka has been on a tear. You're right, Duka. We've been growing exponentially over the last 5 years. And I think this is going to be a nice added benefit and added feature to help us grow even faster.
We're not going to go through all of the terms and conditions. There's lots of places I'm sure that people can find out all the nitty gritty and all the details. But I do want to ask, are there any, caveats or asterisks that people should be aware of? You've got flex rewards and registered rewards. Are there other things that people should know about redeeming their balance? Things like that.
I'm glad that you mentioned the flex and the registered. That is really the only caveat. So if you have registered rewards, you have to use those towards registered products, and flex rewards can be used towards flex products. And what that means is registered is like an RSP, registered to the government. And so there's stipulations and regulations beyond that. And flex is non-registered. So those two are mutually exclusive and how you can redeem.
What about tax implications? Is this income? How do I think about that?
No, it's not income. That's why it's because we're doing it in the form of rate up. Increases the rate buy down. So there's no tax implication to that in particular.
If I had taken it as a check, would it be taxable? Is that income taxable if I'd taken it as a check in the old world?
Yeah, anytime you get a check or income above a certain threshold, I'm not an accountant. I don't even pretend to play one on TV, but value that you've earned, if it's over a certain threshold, there are tax implications.
How complicated was it to think this through? The technology, the marketing, the positioning? Because to me, it seems like a genius idea, but if it was simple, wouldn't it have been done 10 years ago?
So it wasn't simple. It's not, the calculations behind it. So our finance folks, our treasury folks, the folks that, put the, you know, the nuts and bolts behind this, the mechanical side of it are brilliant. And if it was up to me, this wouldn't have got done. But from a member perspective, it's actually quite beautiful in its simplicity. Because it, once you're logged into your account, you see your rewards. They're very prevalent in your login screen. Tells you exactly what you got, why you got it, how you got it, and what you can use it for. You click a few buttons, and it's quite easy to use. Mm-hmm. Now the background, the mechanic, of course, the finance and treasury components, there's some complexity there, and that's why it takes a bit of time to get something like this out. But from a member perspective, what's beautiful about it is the simplicity of it.
I'm sure a higher rate on your GIC is compelling, but could you also add the apple fritter? Is that a partnership that could happen?
I'm a steep tea guy from Tim Hortons myself. So,
All right. I can't feel like that calorie count is insufficient for me, but we embrace the diversity of how people, guilty pleasures.
If you twist my arm far enough, it'll be a chocolate glazed donut, but don't tell him.
All right. At least you didn't say a duchy, because if you'd said a duchy, I would have been like, I don't know. I don't know if we can speak any longer. Phil, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. Awesome. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a great day.
Phil Taylor is the Chief Member Experience Officer at Duka. And we were here to talk about this rewards program they've got. It's called Do More Profit Sharing. And it effectively allows you to earn better rates on some things, in particular the GIC, based on your financial dealings with Duka as an organization. Really interesting idea.